Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul DePodesta now going to the Colorado Rockies. He will leave his position as chief strategy officer of your Cleveland Browns. That news broke yesterday. Josh Booty
is an incredible thought partner.
Yes, he is. Josh Booty will join us in 19 minutes right here on Baskin and Phelps. Then we're going to have Brian Anderson on right after him. Tim May is coming up a little bit later in the show.
So is Kevin Stefanski.
And Kevin Stefanski and Two Keys in a Lock. Jeff, we're looking forward to doing Two Keys in a Lock with you.
Thanks.
It is a very, many intellectuals listen to the show only during Two Keys in a Lock, right? Isn't that true, Dan?
Many?
Dozens.
Are they thought partners? Is that the deal?
No, not necessarily, but they are the brains behind the show and our listeners throughout the week that they lock in for that. And of course,
got to be dozens.
And
right?
Then we have our annual Mensa meeting at 1:40 for quick predicts. So that's when we really step the intelligence level of the show up, right?
We only get smarter as the day goes on. We ease into things.
That's why we ask you, why am I smarter throughout the week? And then we have the pinnacle, the apex of radio when it comes to quick predicts at 1:40, where you'll tell us the score of the Browns game coming up on Sunday against the Jets, and you'll give us Monday morning's headline. But we're a little bit off. We're about 3 hours away, so you can start writing those down, start thinking about those, which I know you've been doing all week anyway. So 216-474-0092. Why do you think this whole thing with DePodesta kind of works out clean, right? This is a clean ending to Paul DePodesta. He wants to go back to baseball.
He didn't get fired?
No.
And he moves on to something else.
Yes. Clean.
Would he have been fired? Who knows? I would think not. He's been here a long time, and the Haslams certainly seem to have liked him.
Clean, Dan? And is this the next step? Is this step one, or is this just kind of, okay, that's over, no big deal. We tried this, and now it's over.
I wonder if this might be the answer of all of the theories floating out there, is that this guy just wanted to go back to baseball. He just wanted to run a team again, and he looked at the Colorado Rockies and said, they're a mess.
Yep.
They're 30 years behind everybody else. If I can bring the Rockies to prevalence, my goodness.
Well, let's just say he's got some experience with that here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
Exactly.
Some will question how many years behind the Browns are right now.
I wonder if maybe he looked at it that way. Because, again, it's not like the Haslams came out and said, this man is no longer working for us. It's Paul DePodesta left the Browns. It's not like they fired him. It's not like they let him go. It's not any of those kind of things. It's Paul DePodesta is no longer working for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it was kind of a wish you well kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if maybe was the one through it all who went, I want to go rebuild the Colorado Rockies.
There's always the chance that the Haslams suggested, hey, Paul, if you get any other opportunities and you'd like to take them, that's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think people can understand where that might be.
Yes.
Yeah. Jason's in Florida. Hey, Jason, what's up, man?
Hello, Jason.
Jason, you there? There we go. Hey, man.
Talk now, Jason.
Oh, my bad, guys. How you doing?
Morning. It's all right. What's going on?
Good. Hey, man, long-time listener, called a couple times. I moved to Florida and haven't spoken to you guys in a while, but I'm not going to lie, man. I smiled, and I had people that I've been talking about DePodesta's need to be gone for a long time. Like, it's not so much the job. I mean, as chief strategy officer, you have to think what influence he had to have, right? He only reported to the Haslams. His fingerprints are all over that organization, and it's a mess. Like, I mean, that's the only thing we can say. There's no sense in defending the guy. He had to go. I don't care if he went to baseball or wherever he went. But I truly not going to lie, man. I felt like a weight got lifted off the organization. It's not just about analytics. It's about the strategy being bad. It's about his fingerprints being all over the organization, his influence he had with the Haslams. He's part of the Deshaun Watson fiasco. He's part of the Baker Mayfield's fiasco. His fingerprints are all over it. So the cap situation they're in, the fact that the team is old, like, it's all the stuff. There's nothing that he's not involved in. And I called him the Three Stooges between him, Barry, and Stefanski. But they all need to go, in my opinion, but I'm glad he's gone.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Listen to us down in Florida on the Odyssey app.
Let's see. Jason's glad he's gone. Okay. And what Jason said, his fingerprints are all over it. We would assume so. Correct?
Yes.
We would assume so. However, we're not sure if he picked the players. We're not exactly sure exactly what the football operations side of it had to do with Paul DePodesta. All we do know is that since he's been here, the team has not been very successful. That's about all we can judge it on. So I understand Jason's thought. I wonder what you do moving forward.
Yeah, do you replace him? That's my question.
Well, replace what, Andy?
What he did. If it was analytics, if it was being the thought partner with your general manager, maybe we should retitle it from Chief Strategy Officer to Chief Thought Partner.
Paul's an incredible thought partner.
See? Right? I mean, that's a job. I don't know. You want to look on LinkedIn? See if it's available?
The heck does that mean?
LinkedIn? It's a place where you go.
Thought partner.
That's not important right now.
It is not important. I may regret this. Bad Bad is on line one. Bad Bad.
Hey, fellas.
What's
How y'all
up?
Doing?
How are you? You good?
All right. I don't remember which show it was on, but when he first got hired, one of you guys was like, why would they hire a baseball mind frame guy? You know, and for him to throw in the towel and then go back to baseball, like, one of you guys was like spot on with it. You know, I never even knew his name.
See, that's my point. Like, I actually think most fans won't know that. I mean, I don't think we're going to know. We're not going to know what we're missing because we don't know 1,000% what he did, right? But if you see a drastic change, I think if you see a drastic change in drafting philosophy or getting wide receivers in here that might be 6'1 or 6'2, that maybe that might be a fallout effect of what we have there. So,
all right, fellas.
Sounds good. Bad Bad, thanks for calling, man. Have a good weekend.
The going between sports, in his situation, I don't have a huge problem with it. Smart guy, doing analytic type stuff, you can do that for various sports. I mentioned Stan Kasten the other day. Stan used to be the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Then he worked in hockey a little bit, because he was working with Ted Turner.
Right.
So Ted had him doing the hockey team too. And then he ends up with the Atlanta Braves. Then he ends up with the Dodgers. So, if you're a really smart sports guy, you know how to run teams. You know, it's like if you're a big-time businessman. All right, today we're selling widgets. Tomorrow we're going to sell vacuum cleaners. But I'm going to make us the best vacuum cleaner company in the world. You know, I mean, it's the product. You're selling, you're structuring whatever, the product. You don't necessarily have to be the football, basketball expert if you can hire people who can do that and you structure everything. That said, again, we're just kind of making assumptions as to exactly what the guy did here. All we do know is that during his run, they weren't very successful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I found some irony online here. You know, people always want to say, I find it funny too, because they say this with other people too, that Di Podesta actually played college football.
Yeah, he did.
He was a wide receiver at Harvard. But what's interesting,
he wanted to work in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then got offered a gig to work in baseball by somebody right across the street.
So when you go to look up, and don't you find this interesting from an analytics guy, go to look up his stats at Harvard from when he was done, and you punch up the stats, there are no statistics available. Does anyone find the irony in that?
Football ref?
In football. Well, no, it's gocrimson.com.
Oh.
I don't know. It might be in collegefootball.com, but you would think his alma mater would have had his stats on him. He's got to work on that. I mean, if he wants street cred,
go find the newspaper.
Can you have street cred if you went to Harvard, though?
Yeah.
You can?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Every payday.
Think of all the comedians who went through Harvard. I mean, the Harvard Lampoon is very, very well known for a certain reason.
Well, I mean, it's catalyst for the majority of the humor on this show.
Exactly.
Think about it. I mean,
and the humor of all of us.
Wait a minute. You're talking about us, humor, and Harvard in the same sentence?
A lot of that stuff came through there.
Big assumptions there.
I mean, we do know that, you know. Well, I'm not even going to go into it. So anyway, here's where we sit, right? So now they're trying to figure it out. What do you do moving forward? Or maybe they had already figured it out and said, hey, might not be a bad, like Jeff said, I think that that's a good way to look at it too, that maybe they kind of said, hey, this thing's kind of run its course, and if something opens up, take it. We're not pushing out the door, but if you see something, go take it.
Yeah.
Right?
Could have been.
There's a nice little severance package. Sure. Sure he got one of those. I got a minute here. Mark. Hi, Mark. How are you? Mark, sorry about that. Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. What's the good word?
Well, Mr. Di Podesta, the other caller was right. His fingerprints are all over the travesty of the Browns. And you could say, oh, well, Jimmy Haslam may have told him, or Jimmy Haslam liked him. No, he knew he was on his way out, and he took a chance going to the Rockies. And he accepted the offer. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, he knows baseball better than football. Although he never led the Indians to a World Series. Let's get serious about it.
Well, he never led the Indians.
How do we know Dolan didn't want him around?
Well, hey, listen, Frank, let me ask you. I mean, when he was with the Indians, you know, he was just starting. He was basically an intern plus, right?
Well, he was an intern, yeah.
And so he wasn't going to lead the team.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do that. When you're just kind of running stats.
He didn't lead as an intern. He was anything but an intern when he left.
Do you think he was making decisions for the Indians when he was here?
Well, what did he do there?
He was an assistant to Mark Shapiro.
He was an assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like he was, you know what? Let's execute this trade. You know, time to get rid of Kenny Lofton. I don't think he was making that call.
Office reference, sorry.
Yeah, no, it was a good one.
Oh, I was going to bring that up, getting rid of Lofton. How do we know he wasn't involved in that?
Oh, okay. Frank, come on. Thanks, man. Frank. He tried to call in his Mark.
Well, it's the same guy
I can't believe Paul Di Podesta didn't move us into Jacobs Field 15 years earlier. I'm blaming him for that.
Paul Di Podesta's fault they didn't trade Jerry Wright for Pedro Martinez.
That's true.
That's Paul Di Podesta.
Do you know, I heard Paul Di Podesta was behind the Chris Chambliss trade to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Can't believe that guy.
What? I mean, anybody, he was
because
like,
of Di Podesta, Albert Bell didn't stick around.
Oh, good one. Wait, that could actually be possible. Why would you? No. Tom Buskey, man. That was...
Paul Di Podesta is the reason why they had Andy Marte. That's why.
Is he the reason behind changing?
Oh, that's true. That one hurt.
Is he the reason why they went to plastic chairs in the new ballpark instead of the wood ones?
From green to blue.
What was that all about? I also heard Paul Di Podesta was in charge of the eye that looked like a feather. Can you believe that?
I kind of like that, though.
I loved it. Somebody was wearing it in here the other day, and they were getting it was Daryl was ripping. I can't remember who somebody walked in with.
Daryl was ripping?
Yeah, shocker. By the way, Daryl and I dropped a podcast yesterday, a little bit of a brownie bite. What is your... Stop it.
Paul DePodesta paid for Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher.
Somebody had to.
He was gone by then, man. Long gone.
I know. I feel like we're just going to blame this guy for everything that went wrong. We may as well just heap it all on top of him.
That's true.
Not a bad way to go.
Why not? Nobody pays attention anyway.
I heard he was in charge of Bitcoin. Is that true too?
There you go.
Anything you want to blame Paul DePodesta for, feel free to.
Paul DePodesta leaked the tape to Odell's father so that he could tweet it out.
Oh.
If DePodesta hadn't been here, we'd already have lakefront development.
Ooh. I heard Paul DePodesta sold matches at one point, and that's why the river caught on fire. I'm not saying he had a direct influence on that. I'm just saying he would sell them on the street because he had nothing else to do before he was born. Of course, it was a prenatal action, so I just want to make sure we all know that.
The dome's underway. He leaves. Coincidence?
Oh, maybe. Maybe he did his job and helped them get to where they wanted to be with the dome.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll buy that. That might be the only logical thing we've said in the last 4.5 minutes.
Thanks.
216-474-0092. That is the number to get in on the show. Please stop blaming Paul DePodesta for it. Oh, if you want to, maybe if you feel better. Maybe you can't blame him. Josh Booty, next, Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.